at this point, are there any questions from members of the public? And please come right up and say your name. And
Yes, I'm Dr. Rebecca Holberton, the ornithologist at the State University of Maine. And I want to congratulate everybody here on making this a very, you know, this complex issue very clear and putting a lot of time and effort into it, and particularly to Matt for putting together those maps. We have
awesome.
Yes, my
is now exiting.
I think that we can begin to start putting birds on that map. And I think what we've been doing over the last 12 months with my partners, both state and federal agencies, National Park Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Acadia University in Nova Scotia, and several other academic and NGOs, we began a very huge regional wide-scale migration monitoring effort last year. We continued that on this spring and this fall. And I wish we could have a map of the Gulf of Maine put up there, because we applied several different methods to look at migratory movements. And we are putting faces to the radar output. We had at least six regional marine surveillance radar going on in southwest Nova Scotia and northern Gulf of Maine, coastal Maine areas. We also had acoustic monitoring going on at least eight different sites, and this allows us to record the flight calls that birds make at night and also during the day. These are not bird songs, these are flight calls. Many of these calls can be identified to species or species groups. So this allows us to put faces on the output of the radar. We set up six or more banding operations, two in Nova Scotia, four in the Gulf of Maine, along the Maine coast and transects, three in the Acadia Park in Great Duck Island. We had one at Petite Manan Point and one at Matinic, repeating some of our sites from last year. And we also set up a way to monitor the movements of individual songbirds with an extensive antenna array that spanned Nova Scotia down from Cross Island down to Rachel Carson National Wildlife Refuge. This allowed Phil Taylor, working at Acadia University, to put small transmitters on individual migratory birds this fall, and then we picked them up as individual birds moved during migration. We combined these efforts with orientation release tests, in which we ask individual birds which way you want to go, and systematic visual surveys. The idea was that to try to get an idea of the spatial and temporal patterns of migratory land birds, as well as this also includes the visual surveys and acoustic surveys, and of course radar include anything that's flying or moving along the coast. What has been known for a long time, but perhaps poorly documented, is that coastal areas is a major flyway for an important group of birds that rely on the boreal and Arctic areas for their breeding areas. And these are habitats that are the most sensitive to climate change. Some of the species that are moving through the region are listed as state or federal threatened as endangered or species of concern. By combining the different methods as we've done, we're able to pick up species that have not been well documented through more conventional ways. For example, the Canada warbler is not well represented in visual surveys or banding efforts. It's a very secretive bird, same as Bicknell's thrush. It's a species of concern throughout the region. And yet we were able to document large numbers of these birds moving along these coasts, the coastline. We're continuing this multi-agency, multi-group, multi-layered effort and expanding it. We need more money to do so, as was pointed out, that the movement of birds and bats in the region is probably the biggest unknown. I can't stress enough the magnitude of birds moving through the region. In a 10-kilometer strip of mid-coast Maine, we documented over 500,000 songbirds in one fall migration season alone. in 1 2-3 hour observation period in Casco Bay, one person documented over 4,000 songbirds arriving in one morning. So it's a very busy place, and I think what we need to do is to make sure we have good information about who, what, when, and where in terms of bird and bat migration. One of my biggest concerns is I don't think our environmental consultants as a whole are up to the task. I've had to review many of their reports and surveys. I think maybe perhaps some of them aren't as well trained in the methods that are out there. I brought one particular person who uses a very strong method for assessing bird and bat movements to the table with two people whose radar work is always under peer review and has been published. And it was clear that their work would never be published by the peer review literature. And I don't think that's of any kind of fault on an individual. I think that they just need to be somehow better monitored, and we don't have a way to really, there's no licensing or oversight of environmental consulting in the state. And I think if we're going to avoid a Cape Wind issue of people challenging some of these projects, we have to make sure that the work is done right the first time. And so I think that means we need to have, I personally would like to see some oversight of environmental consulting, better licensing, better examination of the people's ability to work with particular methods in which they say that they have the ability to do. And I'd like to have much more interaction with the state planning office about this, because we've had several press releases. U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the University of Maine and the Katy University have all put press releases out on the magnitude of the work of the birds that we're documenting. And I'd be happy, more than happy, to start filling in some of these gaps in this. Just for the record, I am with the university's Deep Sea Wind Project. I was their initial environmental monitoring coordinator for that.
Bruce McDonald.
So,
is now exiting.
We need to see some money coming in. So far, the work that's been done on these past three seasons in the Gulf of Maine has been done either through private financing, collaboration and contribution of people's effort and time. And so I'd like to see people, you know, come on with it, as they say. So if you have any questions about our monitoring and our results, just let me know. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. And I don't know if there are any questions of Rebecca at this point. But thank you very much for sharing.
Great. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Are there any other questions from...